tonight, I'm going to be able to absolutely control the message and the ability of the next prayer. And she looked at me strange. And I said, "What?" And she said, "Well, aren't you preaching more on the sins of the tongue tonight?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, I was supposed to do that." When I was looking for something to preach tonight, I come on what I did, and it's part of the 18 ways to support missionaries, so I can just cut it off whenever, okay? And but when I got home last week, I filed that message. I put all the notes, you know, back in order, and usually it was up here on a little shelf on my desk, and it has a note on the end of it that says prayer meeting. For some reason, I put it in the thing and put the folder back in the box where it gets stored. And so I know what I'm preaching next week. But I was reminded, because obviously I didn't remember, tonight was supposed to be dealing with the critical spirit. And but I thought to myself when she mentioned all of that, well, you know, maybe the folks need something a little lighter. Now, that isn't why I picked what I have, but that could be a nice outcome for all of you, because we've been pretty heavy on the sins of the tongue now for several weeks. All right, here's the way it goes. I made this sheet up. There are two or three laying over there. We handed it all out to everybody. 18 ways to support missionaries. Obviously, financial is one of the key ways. Prayer is another one of the key ways. But there are other ways. Now, we covered four the previous time I went over these. The first one being prayer support. The second being sacrificial support, which obviously involves finances. And then there was survey trip support. And that is giving money to a missionary that is going to their intended land of service on what's called a survey trip, where they're doing just that. They're surveying the land they'll be in, the missionaries they'll be working with, if there are others there. And so, you know, offerings are given so they can make this survey trip. And then there's prayer for them during that survey trip. And then we also look at comforting support. And that was the last one, and that's in Acts chapter 9. That's where we're beginning tonight. In Acts chapter 9, verse 26 says, "And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he assayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, how Saul saw the Lord, and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how he had preached, how Saul preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus." Now, that was comfort to Saul. And so it is that pastors at times will speak on behalf of a missionary, sometimes calling a friend and saying, "Look, we got a missionary that was here, or a missionary that's coming. He's looking for other churches. We've met him, or if he's been here, we've had him here, and he's a good man. He's got a solid testimony, and I believe that you'd find him profitable." And that's comforting support, speaking on their behalf, upholding their ministry. Now tonight, we start with the fifth one, still in Acts chapter 9, and this is called travel support. Acts chapter 9 and verse 30. This is when Paul is returning to Tarsus. Verse 30 says, "Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus." And so what they gave him was travel support. Now, did this involve material support? It doesn't specify. It says that they brought him down and sent him forth. I think it involves more than they walked with him to the ship and when he got on, waved at him, okay, as far as sending him forth. They definitely would have been praying with him. It doesn't tell us just what all it means they send him forth. But churches today, you know that the costs of travel are so high. And the value of the dollar around the globe is low. And of course that depends on what country one is going to. But if you're buying the tickets in the U.S., okay, the cost of travel is high. And so travel support. We get a letter from the mission. We got it from the Nispels. They're becoming home. I don't remember the months that they'll be home. I know I alerted Pastor to it so he can contact them as far as arranging for them to come and give a report to us. But they need money for their tickets. And so when you know we look at their prayer letter, we realize the time they're coming. We may want to give them travel support. And that would be sending them a gift for them to help buy their ticket. Now, you know, folks, when we get a letter from a missionary like the Nispels, Doug and Lisa, and they're going to come home with their two girls, and they need $2,000-something, $2,400, $2,600 for their tickets. Wouldn't it be great if we'd be able to send them all of it? Okay, the answer is amen, okay? It'd be great if we could do it, but we can't. There are few churches, if any, that can. Because the Nispels aren't the only missionaries we're involved with. But you know, if we just send them $100, along with 26 other churches, and they have the money. And some churches may send more, some churches may not be able to send the 100, but only 50. But the idea is we're combining together. We're not doing this alone. If we look at the needs of our missionaries as if we were the sole source, it gets overwhelming. You know what it can cause a person to do when you see the many needs of so many missionaries? It can become so discouraging if you don't keep focused on the Lord and the fact that we're just part of their team. It can cause you to just give up and forget it. You just push them to the back of your mind. And you don't think much about the missionaries. Because you're just overwhelmed with all that you read and hear. So travel support, the cost of doing that, and the prayer. I would tell missionaries when they were coming, I do not expect that we will be able to take you on for support. But we'll have you for a service. And you'll get a love offering. And that love offering will help you get at least to the next church. And it may be the next church that takes you on for support. And I would remind them, speaking their name, if I was on the phone or if I'm writing a letter, I would write their name. And I would, don't forget, if one person in our church takes a prayer burden for you and faithfully prays for you and your ministry, that is worth more than the $200-$300 that we might be able to give you. And that's something we have to remember. When these missionaries, and I have no doubt that the many missionaries that have come through this church just since we're attending, let alone the years before that, the many that have come through, that there are those who have gotten a burden for them. There are those of you that have gotten on their emailing list and you get their letters at home and you read it and you pray for them. Believe me, that is valuable. And if we don't truly believe that, we make a mockery of prayer. So, travel support. And then the next one, still in chapter 9, look at verse 43. Verse 43. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. I'm calling this, or the gentleman who wrote this list, John O'Malley, he called it hospitality support. Some of you have fed missionaries. You've brought a meal in here. You've had them in your home. Some of you have lodged missionaries in your home. We as a church have lodged missionaries upstairs in what is often referred to as the prophet's chamber. Okay? And that's hospitality support. There's times where missionaries have been put up at the Oromel Inn. Okay? And so that's hospitality support. That's a form of support. If they had to find their own place to sleep for every church they went to, and when I would teach missionaries, I would always tell them, it is not wrong for you in a gracious and tactful manner, not blunt and crude or assuming, but in a gracious and tactful manner, asking what lodging facilities might be available. And they've gotten all kinds of replies. Some churches replied, I'm sorry, we're not able to provide lodging for you. Then I tell them, then you find out what is a reasonable and reputable hotel or motel in the area. Because obviously, if the church can't provide it, they're going to have to provide it themselves. But, this is something that they meet when they're on the road. And I'm glad that we as a church are aware that missionaries need to eat. One of the things that I would ask them, I had actually had a form that I'd give them. What time do you expect to arrive? What is the first meal you will need when you arrive? What are your dietary restrictions for health's sake? We'd have some say, well, I'm trying to lose weight. So we'd have them at the parsonage. Pat would make a reasonable meal that wasn't heavy and big. And then they'd pile it on. They'd pile it on. Sheets of dessert. Not all of them, but we remember the ones who did. And they'd have double helpings of dessert, you know. And so I changed that and I said, what eating restrictions for health's sake are you on? In other words, diabetic. And I think I maybe even put that in parentheses. Diabetes or some other restriction. And so it's important that hospitality is shown, that their meals are provided, and their, you know, their lodging is provided. And that's usually the two main areas, meals and lodging. Sometimes when they arrive, they're having car trouble, you know, and I know in this case, pastor would likely take them down to Lenny's and have the missionary explain what's going on with the vehicle. There's sometimes other hospitality that needs to be shown in that sense. Maybe directions to the next church because they're not familiar with the area. But, you know, with GPS, that has truly changed so much of travel. But hospitality support. Now, the last one I'm going to give, and then we're going to prayer groups. Aha! Okay, there's some benefit. Maybe somebody was praying about this, huh? And that's why I forgot. I want you to know God began to answer your prayer a week ago. right. Visit the field support. We're going to go to chapter 11. Acts, all of these are in Acts. I think there's one reference I have that's not in Acts. Acts chapter 11. And we're going to be looking at verse 22. 11:22. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. Who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. He visited the field. He visited the field at that time was an area not too distant from them, but nevertheless, he visited one of the areas where a church was started. And then if you look at chapter 21, Acts 21 and verse 16. Acts 21:16, there went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Menasen of Cyprus, an old disciple, with whom we should lodge. And so here again, these believers, they traveled, these were the disciples of Caesarea, and they brought along Cyprus. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. Visiting the field. That's a great experience. If you have an opportunity to go and visit in their country of service, one of our missionaries, it's a worthwhile experience. It usually requires saving money, sometimes for several years, contact with the missionary to make all the necessary arrangements in order to do that. Of course, since we have missionaries in Mexico, that is a country that would be easier to access. Pastor, of course, has done this twice now and is going again this fall, and that is to Vietnam. And the experience that it's been, the change that it's been, and I truly believe that we as a church are the benefactor of it. Because of what it does in his heart, that the Lord, through his heart that has been moved by the needs of the Vietnamese and what he's able to do to meet them. You see, that's missionary support. When we send him with Paul Scott, we're sending our servant there and he serves them. That's a ministry of this church. Not just the finances. I mean, that's necessary because he can't call the airline and say, boy, I love those people in Vietnam and I've been there twice and thank you for the ticket you'll send me. You know, he needs money to pay for it. Now, he's not comfortable saying that. I understand that. That's why I'm saying it. But there'll come a time and we're not going to wait till a few weeks before he's ready to leave in October, we're going to start announcing that. Wow. Probably next month in August already. August, September, he leaves in October. Okay, make me a note of that, please, Mama, so that I can get those envelopes ready and make my announcement slip. But that is visiting the field. That is a tremendous support to the missionary. Pastor Mon and Pastor Fook, am I remembering the names correctly?
Yes, sir.
Those two men, they were here. He goes over there. He supports them. The encouragement with Brother Paul Scott, the support that he gives to our missionary, Paul Scott, by being there to serve with him. the teaching and instructing that he gives, not just to Pastor Mon and Pastor Fook, but the other young men who are in training for ministry and any other already that are pastors that attend those classes. That's an extension of this church. Now, we can have Ashley write up for us, I don't know, do that sometime. How much a year we contribute to missions, which would involve love offerings taken when they're traveling through, as well as our regular support. And you give us what the church does, and Pat can add what the Sunday school does. It'd be good to know just what we give. But listen, whatever the dollar amount is, we give prayer. We're sending our pastor. You're providing meals. All of the praying we do. Listen, folks, this is all missions. And this is all important. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
It is important. And God blesses it. God blesses it. And I think he'll bless me if I quit now. Okay. So we can go to prayer. See, it's much easier to stop with these time than it is a regular message.
All right, we're going to go to prayer times.